And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that had sold therein and them that bought, saying unto them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The last of the three great patriarchs of the Old Testament, preceded only by Abraham and Isaac, was the fascinating character of Jacob. Jacob, whose hand grasped the heel of his elder brother Esau at birth, who wrestled and won the birthright of his elder brother with a mess of pottage, who wrestled and won the blessing of his father Isaac through disguise, who wrestled against Laban and won two of his daughters and a fortune in servants, possessions, and livestock, comes in the 32nd chapter of Genesis to the river Jabbok for another wrestling match. Fleeing Laban, who pursued him, fleeing from Esau, whose wrath was still hot in Jacob's mind, the scriptures say for at least a moment, Jacob was left alone. And what does Jacob wind up doing when he's finally left alone? What else? Wrestle. This time with a stranger. We may ask of Jacob if there had ever been a time up until this moment in his life where he just took it easy, tried to get along. But who is he wrestling with now? The story begins with a very simple identifier. The scriptures say he wrestled with a man. Jacob wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. Now, I'm sure that in this company here, there may have been at least one or two of you that have been on a wrestling team, perhaps a high school wrestling team. And being on a wrestling team, you'll know the experience of going to a wrestling meet. I was on the wrestling team for 1 year, and it makes me nervous just talking about wrestling. In your wrestling meet, you see your name on a list alongside the name of your opponent. Very often someone you have never, ever met before. And before you know it, you are face to face and then body to body, wrestling around on the mat in a singlet with a stranger. And you usually don't know the man you were pitted against before the match. But when the match is over, you know him all right. Arm strength, core strength, technique, experience, personal hygiene, you know this person. And if you're not furious with each other, when the whistle finally blows at the end of the match, you will shake hands, nod at each other, both recognizing that something just happened in front of two judges, a referee, God, and everyone. You may have won or you may have lost, but the one you did not know before, you know now. Jacob the wrestler wrestled a man, a stranger, in the river Jabbok that he did not know. And when the match was through, he would not call his opponent a man. You notice that? And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Hear that again. From the Holy Scriptures, we learn that in the river Jabbok, the patriarch Jacob wrestled with a God man. In the 19th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, once again, a God man wrestles with Jacob. Because Jesus Christ, the God man, wrestles with Israel. When he came near the city of Jerusalem, he beheld the city and wept over it. Jerusalem, city of peace, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now, as if in the dark of night before the breaking of the day, they are hid from thine eyes. As if in the dark of night at the river Jabbok, before the breaking of the day, Israel would wrestle with the God-man, Jesus. Just think of all the scenes in the Gospels where Jesus wrestles with the Pharisees and the scribes and others, the God-man wrestles with Israel. And just as Jacob, Israel would prevail. Entering the temple, other accounts than the one we have heard today say he fashioned a whip and drove out those that bought and sold there, turning over tables and declaring, "My Father's house is the house of prayer, and you have made it a den of thieves." What a wrestling match. Usually they don't allow whips. Jesus Christ reached out and touched the hollow of the thigh of the Jews and put it out of joint. The Jews would never walk the same after Jesus, the God-man, had wrestled with them. They came face to face with the Son of God and have been halting upon their thigh ever since. But the story doesn't end with the injury. Jacob held his mysterious opponent down and demanded a blessing. And as a side note, if this really is a God-man, don't you think that he could have prevailed over the old man, Jacob? Perhaps Jacob won, but the match went just as the opponent had planned. The Jews held Christ down upon the cross, nailed his hands and feet, and hung him up on Golgotha. And you ask yourself, if he really is a God-man, don't you think he could have come down from that cross and called 10 legions of angels to destroy the whole city and everyone in it? People who stood around jeering at the crucified Christ said the same kinds of things. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Why didn't he when he could have? Perhaps the persecutors won. But the match went just as God had planned, and there was a blessing to come. The God-man that Jacob wrestled was held down and withheld the blessing for long enough to ask a question: "What is your name?" And that doesn't sound like much of a question, but it's a very significant question for Jacob. It's a key question for a man who once heard that question from his father Isaac and lied in order to get a blessing. "My name is Esau," he once had answered. But after having wrestled with this man, perhaps coming to know that this was God with whom he wrestled, unto whom all hearts are open and all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, he answers with the truth, "My name is Jacob." "That's right, your name is Jacob, but not anymore. Your name is Israel." And he blessed him there. The Jews held Christ down upon a cross, and the whole world was about to receive a blessing. And they had forgotten even to ask, and now had only expected to have a blessing of being rid of Jesus. They had been asked, "What is your name?" And the answer returned, "We are Israel, wrestles with God and man and prevails." That's our name. And Jesus' actions were as much as saying, "That's right, because that's the name I gave you. But I am going to put your hip out of its socket, and you may never live down what you're doing today in this crucifixion, but you will receive, if you will, the blessing I'm about to return to you after you prevail against me, and it will be a blessing of immeasurable magnitude. It will shake the earth. This blessing will open graves. This blessing will cause the prophet and the priest and the centurion and the harlot and the tax collector and the fisherman to look up. For the veil between God and man will be torn from the top to the bottom, and my spirit will be poured out on this world as it never has before, and the meaning of all this wrestling will be fulfilled in you." Israel wrestled with God and prevailed, and the world received the blessing of atonement and the chance to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, to become a child of God. God showed us what he was doing in Jesus Christ generations prior to his coming. And he has prepared us for Christ's arrival in his word. He has shown us many times over his character, his holiness, and his mercy in these stories about the patriarchs and the kings and the poets and the wise men and the prophets in the Old Testament, so that we would recognize him when he came, recognize him when he arrived, so that in humility and in wisdom we would see him on his throne in heaven and return him to his throne in our souls. But before this, there is so often a grand wrestling match. In a wrestling match, we come to know the one we wrestle with, and in the end, shake hands. It's a unique experience. Probably never will be had again by me or anyone here, potentially. For all the strangeness of this story of Jacob wrestling with a man that he calls God in some river we've never heard of or been to, there is a portion of the story that ought to be able to be related to immediately. Even on first hearing it, Jacob wrestled with God and was given a new name. You will be called Israel, for you have wrestled with God and man and prevailed. For we have wrestled with him, haven't we? And yet he blesses us. We have tried to hold him down in many ways, and showing his love for us, though sometimes it has come through putting our body out of joint, he has given us life and a new name. What a merciful work God has done with us in this world. He's been telling us about it for centuries, millennia. He has created us in his image, given us a will like his, and how we do wrestle with him like Jacob, like Israel, don't we? It goes like this. Why must things be as they are? Why must I suffer? Why must I forgive? I won't forgive. Yes, you will. This suffering is bad for me. No, it will be good for you. I don't want things to be this way. You don't have a choice. You've left me alone. No, I haven't. Leave me alone. No, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The wrestling match of your life. But as you wrestle, as it even seems that he means to put your body out of joint for good, may you more and more frequently just rest with this God-man, Jesus Christ, and may you see his face and know him, and don't let him go until he blesses you. As you draw close to him even now, there is no need to pretend that you've not been wrestling, but you must receive his blessing. You must receive the name he gives you, Christian, child of God, heir of salvation. And you must arise from your place to walk the way of the cross and receive him who gives himself for the life of the world. May we all recognize what he's done for us and what he's doing for us in this place. And amidst the confusion and unknown in this life, may the character of Christ, the character of God that grants us peace that passes understanding, be for us a blessing. The benediction he grants to us who are faithful in the end is the abundant, everlasting life of communion with him. With bumps and bruises and sickness and suffering and wounds and wrestling and all. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.